Good evening. Since we're looking at St. Patrick's Day, I thought that I'd start with an Irish prayer that Sean, a troublemaker that you all should watch out for sitting down here, shared at our small group meeting on Sunday, and I thought it was really wonderful, so I'd like to share it with you. It says, "May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer." I thought that was lovely. When I looked at our reading tonight, I was kind of relieved, because in there it said that no one who believes in him will be shamed. And I figured that after last week that Brad did such an extraordinary job that maybe I'd be okay tonight. So I know you're all hoping that's true too. My name is Peg Hoover. I've been a member of Our Saviors for about the last 7 years. I'm married to a very wonderful man, but don't tell him, he gets a big head. We've been blessed with 2 daughters and 5 amazing grandchildren. I have been blessed with the career of my heart, which was being a nurse. My sister used to tell me that she thought that I was a nurse in the womb because I never wanted to be anything else, and I think she was probably right. Or maybe that's what God created me to be, I don't know. But I've been blessed. I was born in Pennsylvania, and there were 6 of us children, me right in the middle. My mother made sure that we knew Christ, that we went to church every Sunday, whether we wanted to or not. We lived in a small rural area in Pennsylvania, and there were 3 churches in town that you could choose from: Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian. So my parents actually were brethren. They were raised brethren, which was pretty strict, devout kind of religion, where the women always wore prayer caps. The minister was always right. You might like that, Lita. Okay, and you never challenged the minister, no matter what they said. And women always knew their place. Well, those of you who know me know that that didn't really sit real well, even when I was a youngster. But my parents were not people that allowed you to question faith. You just had it. That was the end of it. So you weren't even supposed to question anything. My Sunday school teacher, when I was in junior high, senior high at the church, had a huge impact on me because he said, which I was shocked at, that we could challenge questions, that we could ask questions about the Bible, that we didn't have to believe everything that everybody told us, and we could think for ourselves and try to choose what we believed in. And to be honest with you, at that point in time, I knew I believed in something, but I wasn't certain what that was supposed to be yet or how that was going to come around. I chose to be baptized when I was 12, but I had a lot of personal struggles with reconciling myself with the idea of a punishing God, because I was raised in an environment that everything bad that happened was because we did something wrong. We were bad. And that we just had to hope that God would forgive us sometime. I was convinced that I was doomed because as hard as I tried, bad things kept happening. And no matter what I did, no matter how hard I tried, bad things still continued to happen. So I thought, well, boy, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm a bad person. When my youngest brother died after just 14 hours after birth, I was convinced it was my fault. And talk about driving a wedge between me and God. I was too young to really understand what was going on, other than I was really upset and angry. Right before my graduation from high school, my father was hospitalized for several weeks suddenly. And we didn't know if he was going to get to my graduation, which was a very big deal for him. And so I didn't know what to do. I did the only thing that my mother told me to do that I did conform to, and she said, pray about it. And I did, and interestingly enough, my dad made my graduation. And then right. Actually, at that point in time, what I did was I ended up at the church with my Sunday school teacher who helped me to pray. And it was interesting because I've ended up at church a lot of times when I've been very puzzled or upset. I went to nursing school and I met an amazing man whom I've spent a long time with, and realized that that was another prayer answered, that all I wanted in life was to have a good person to share, to grow, to dream with. And I got that prayer answered. I also had another prayer that I'd have a family. We had two wonderful daughters, one of them who surprised me tonight in game. So I'm a little bit touched by that. Mike was raised Lutheran, so you know, I thought, well, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to be, Brethren, Presbyterian, nothing, something. So I decided, well, I'll give that Lutheran God a chance. You know, maybe I wasn't being punished after all because I had gotten some of these recent blessings. And so I was a little skeptical, but I decided I'd go to the church with him. Then my sister had her one and only child. He was a beautiful baby boy, and he died after 3 weeks of SIDS. Again, the issue of punishment came up in my family because she wasn't married. And so they were all convinced that she was being punished because she wasn't married when she had this baby. And I found myself so angry and upset with them and with God, because who would take a child who didn't do anything? Why would you do that? Why would anyone do that? And I knew that I couldn't believe in a God like that. My mother and I had a lot of very stressful conversations about that. But again, I wasn't allowed to question, so I didn't know where to go. Ended up at church. Some time after that, a wonderful and longtime friend, who actually happens to be Lutheran, we were talking about my faith struggles. And I told him how I was upset about the punishing God idea, and that I just couldn't believe in that. And he said something that has stuck with me the rest of my life and was a game changer for me. And he said, my God doesn't punish, he loves. He loves, and interestingly enough, that God, that man, was Lutheran. Then suddenly Mike became critically ill. For a while, we didn't know if he was going to survive. And we were going to a church kind of in Greeley. That's where we lived at the time. And our church pastor came over to the hospital as I was sitting there. And he came to visit, and he suggested that we pray that God would remember that we needed Mike here just a little bit longer. Well, I was all for that. But I didn't know if I was totally convinced, but I was beginning to believe that maybe God was loving and he'd really listened to my desperate prayer. And so we prayed, and Mike survived. Then it hit me. God didn't promise ever that bad things would not happen to us. Even me, as bad as I thought I was as a child, he just promised he'd be with us when they did happen. And I was starting to realize how much I needed God in my life. After that, our daughter was in her second pregnancy, and she was having twins. And while we were in Hawaii on a vacation, she called to say that one of them was a fetal demise. And the other one was very tenuous about getting her here. She had lots of complications with her pregnancy. It was the longest 24 hours of my life because I couldn't get home to my baby and take care of her. So I did the only thing that I could do, being in Hawaii instead of being here. I was devastated. I couldn't get a flight to get home immediately. And so I prayed. And guess what? We got a beautiful little girl. Henri as heck, but a beautiful little girl. I began believing again in God's presence and grace. And like all of us through tough times, he continues to be there, blessing us with his love, giving us strength to deal with whatever life gives us. I've learned to pray and trust in those prayers, that those prayers will be answered on God's time and not mine. And sometimes that's the hard part, and also listening. My faith continues to grow and to be strong, even through my mother's strokes, which she and I developed a very wonderful relationship as time went on. My father and my mother's deaths, even as I had my stethoscope on my mother's heart, listening to her last heartbeat and her last breath, I knew that God was there, no matter what. And a few years ago, in my own illness, I had a very remarkable experience. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I collapsed. And I could hear some panic in Mike's voice, and he called 911, and the paramedics and the ambulance came. And I thought I was talking and very alert with them, although I understand after that I was not. But what happened was that I did hear them, and I thought I was talking to them all along, and they said they were reporting back to the hospital that my blood pressure was 50 over 30, and I thought, as a nurse, whoa, that's not good. I think they better do something. But I do remember that when they were putting me into the ambulance, I prayed, and I said, okay, God, if this is it for me, if this is my time, then your will be done. And the most amazing calm, reassurance, and feeling that I was not alone came over me. It was unbelievable. And I knew that I wasn't alone, that Jesus was right there with me, carrying me the whole way. I was not the least bit afraid, because I knew that no matter what happened, no matter what the outcome would be, that I was going to be okay, and that so would my family, because God was going to be with us. How fortunate I've been that I can now say with total confidence that I believe in those prayers that we give, and I know that they're answered. And I know that God doesn't punish or abandon us, and that's really a wonderful gift. He kept coming after me, and I'm so grateful that he did that. He even brought me to a church family, Our Savior's, where I've met some amazing friends, amazing people that I care very deeply about, my own personal cheering section, which came for me tonight, my family, parish nursing, small groups where we have our own caring religious people that are trying to grow in our faith together and support each other, and just amazing Stephen ministers and friends. Our scripture reading today said it all to me. Those who believe in him are saved. So I say thank you to God for not giving up on me and not allowing me to give up on him. Blessings to you all.